Introduction to the Gospel according to Saint Luke. Author. All the early sources emphasize that the third Gospel was written by Luke, who is mentioned in Colossians chapter 4, verse 14, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 11, and Philemon chapter 1, verse 24. By birth, Luke was a Gentile from Antioch, and by profession, a physician. He was a fellow worker of the Apostle Paul. The plural we in Acts chapter 20, verse 6, indicates Luke was with Paul as he travelled the coast of Asia Minor on his way to Jerusalem. Date. In his preface to the Gospel, Luke indicates knowledge of other written sources. Most scholars believe he used Mark as a source. He probably wrote his Gospel either from Greece or from Asia Minor in AD 70 to 80. Major theme: the universality of the Gospel message. Luke has been called a historian because he dates biblical events by reference to secular history. Since this is a gospel written for Christians of Gentile background, it emphasizes more than the other gospels the challenge of mission and evangelization. Salvation is described as a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles. Chapter 2, verse 32. At the end of the Gospel, the risen Lord instructs his disciples to preach repentance and the forgiveness of sins to all nations. Chapter 24, verse 47. Sub-themes include 1. Prayer. The early chapters portray righteous men and women at prayer. Jesus is portrayed frequently at prayer. The Gospel ends with the disciples continually in the temple, praising and blessing God. 2. The activity of the Holy Spirit. The inspirational work of the Holy Spirit is evident everywhere in the Gospel. Mary is overshadowed by the Spirit. Jesus conducts his ministry in the fullness of the Spirit. The disciples were to embark upon their world mission after receiving power from on high, the gift of the Spirit. 3. A deep concern for sinners. Luke reports Jesus' concern and love for sinners, with a confident hope of their repentance and forgiveness. Background. Luke's is the only gospel addressed to an individual. He wrote to reassure Theophilus, a Gentile and a new believer, that God was still at work in the Christian community founded by Jesus. That God was still at work in the Christian community founded by Jesus.